Fenway is special. And I love Sweet Caroline.
Traditions and memories as Fenway Park turns 100.
In one way, I'd like to see a modern complex, but in another way, the tradition of Fenway Park is great. I wouldn't want to see that go away.
A Red Sox fan from Milford, Mass., who spoke with WBZ's Johnny Miller at a Red Sox spring training game earlier this year. Fenway Park, as we know it, almost did go away. In the late 90s, then Red Sox CEO John Harrington's widely quoted opinion was that it would be easier to fix the Leaning Tower of Pisa than Fenway. And in May of 99, he announced plans for a new ballpark across the street, plans that Boston Mayor Tom Menino had signed on to. Menino's opinion now.
It was a great mistake, thinking about that. Wouldn't be the same thing in our city if you had a new ballpark.
Boston Sports Museum curator Dick Johnson says over the past century, Fenway Park has seen ebb and flow.
The 20s, half the 30s, good chunk of the 50s, early 1960s were dreary years.
Eight-time All-Star Sox third baseman Frank Malzone was a bright spot during some of the lean times.
I became a Red Sox real quick. As soon as I got to the big leagues, I wanted to play, and I stayed on there for a long time.
Malzone played for Boston from 1955 to 1965.
We never got a chance to win. The Yankees won it 8 times out of the 10.
To help fill the seats in the 60s, Sox fan Cardinal Cushing hosted Nuns' Days at the park. Sister Florence Kaler with the Sisters of St. Joseph remembers them well.
We all sat together. We had a special area, and it was really right up front. They just treated us royally.
The Sisters of St. Joseph remained fans. In September of 2001, they sang at the game. The biggest resurgence at Fenway, according to historians, began in 1967. Jim Lonborg on the mound won 22 games for the Red Sox that incredible year.
Whether it was Carl Yastrzemski having, you know, game after game of great production, whether or not it was Tony Conigliaro, all the funny things that can happen during a baseball season happened that summer.
Lonborg, who grew up in California, has made Boston his home. He's a dentist on the South Shore and now visits Fenway as a spectator.
I just absolutely love what the new ownership has done with Fenway.
A look at other Fenway heroes in the conclusion of my series. Mary Blake, WBZ News Radio, 1030.